Only once before had this desire to confide nearly overcome her. In fact, she had almost told a perfect stranger the entire story. He was an elderly gentleman, white-haired, British, quite obviously, from the first words he spoke. And they had met in, of all places, the cemetery where her adoptive parents had been laid to rest. She'd gone back several times after Ellie's funeral, though why, she wasn't quite sure. On that particular day, her reason was simple. The gravestone had finally been completed, and she wanted to see that the names and dates were correct. He'd been down on one knee before Ellie's grave as if genuflecting, copying the very names which had only just been cut into the stone. He seemed a little flustered when she interrupted him, though she had not spoken a word. In fact, for one second, he looked at her as if she were a ghost. It had almost made her laugh. But that special sense of hers told her he was a man of only good intentions, and when he explained that he had known Ellie's people in New Orleans, she believed him. She felt a great confusion, however, because she wanted to know these people, too. "My name is Aaron Leitner," the man said as he placed a small white card in her hand. "If ever you want to know about the Mayfair family in New Orleans, then by all means, please do give me a call. You can reach me in London if you like. I'll be happy to tell you what I know about the Mayfair family. Quite a history, you see." Numbing, these words, so unintentionally hurtful in her loneliness, so unexpected on this strange, deserted little hill. It was quite out of the question to explain to him that she'd been adopted, taken away from New Orleans the day she was born. Impossible to explain she'd made a promise never to return there, never to seek the slightest knowledge about the woman who'd given her up. He had studied her for a long moment, quite unruffled by her impassive face, her inevitable quiet. "I should so like to talk to you," he continued. "I should like to discover how life has been for the transplanted one, so very far from home soil." He had hesitated then. "I knew your mother years ago." He stopped, as if he sensed the effect of his words. The moment could not have been more excruciating if he had struck her. Yet she hadn't turned away. She had merely remained there motionless, hands shoved in her coat pockets. "I do wish you'd join me for a lunch, or only for a drink if there isn't time for that. I'm really not a dreadful person, you see. There is a long history." She had almost accepted his invitation to everything, to talk about herself and to ask him all about them. And then, at that moment, had come the compulsion to reveal all, even the story of her strange power, as if he were inviting her to do it silently, exerting some force upon her mind so that she would open its innermost chambers, for he really did want to know about her. And that interest, so keenly personal, from one devoid of the slightest malicious taint, had warmed her as surely as a winter fire. Patterns, witnesses, all her far-flung thoughts of these things flashed suddenly to the fore. "I have killed 3 people in my life. I can kill with anger. I know that I can. That is what has happened with a transplanted one, as you called me. Is there any place in the family history for such a thing?" Had he flinched slightly as he looked at her? Or was it merely the slanting sun in his eyes? "What am I? A witch, for the love of God? I am a healer, not a destroyer. I have a choice, as all human beings have a choice." And there the Englishman had stood, studying her as if fascinated, as if she had been speaking when she hadn't been at all. It was almost as if he said, "I understand." But of course that was only an illusion. He had said nothing. Tormented, confused, she'd turned on her heel and left him there. He must have thought her hostile or mad even. But what did it matter? The phone was ringing when she unlocked her office door. "Dr. Mayfair? Dr. Morris? Yes, I've been trying to reach you. It's about Michael Curry. He wants to talk to you. I mean, well, to put it bluntly, is there any chance you would meet with this guy on your boat? I would be glad to see him, and I'll take him out on the boat if he wants to go." "You're serious? God, you don't know how relieved I am. And Dr. Mayfair, let me tell you right now,